This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The buzz on Capitol Hill is that the Supreme Court will be hearing arguments on the HHS mandate, a collection of rules forcing employers to pay for and offer insurance covering pretty much anything that interdicts pregnancy. Most lower courts have ruled against the mandate. In related news from Washington State, Attorney General Bob Ferguson says that he expects public hospitals to provide abortions and contraception. While unclear, his comments may include hospitals run by the Catholic Church, while Catholic bishops have been clear that church-affiliated hospitals cannot provide abortions and are restricted in contraceptive services. CFAM is reporting that after taking several losses at international UN meetings, abortion advocates essentially hijacked a summit in Uruguay. International Planned Parenthood said Caribbean nations should be advancing what they called sexual citizenry, a neo-Marxist slogan from the 1990s, as delegates tried to lay the groundwork for more legalization of abortion in Latin America. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
A teenaged boy essentially ordered his father not to die, and moments later the father slowly came back to life an hour after doctors had given up on him. Doctors call it a miracle that he is at home, a week later resting comfortably. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.